And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show five days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba, the podcast,
the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, wait. We got to get the gold.
I don't think I know that one.
You guys don't know that one, but that is so great. One more time. Big D.
How can it be a gold and we not know that?
You should.
How can it be a gold?
That one. I found that when it was mislabeled. It is. It is your your past coming back to haunt you.
Is that me?
No, it's somebody who used to be. You know, F-I-Y.
Yeah, it's old F-I-Y.
Oh, but I don't know.
Sounds like a girl.
It's somebody blowing a kiss. All right. So the podcast this week, sponsored by Match.com.
You can hear it if you listen for it. You can tell it's
Hey, by the way, is it Match or is it the National Highway Transportation?
It's the National Highway Transportation.
Okay. You did that to me again.
I did it again.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Listen.
And not using your seatbelt can actually land you in a hospital bed. So you want to make sure that you buckle up and do that before it's too late. You don't get a second chance.
Please.
Click
stop.
It or tick it.
I'm going to take that off your button bar. Stop it.
Somebody's going, your what? His button bar?
I can do
What's that?
That?
Wouldn't it be great if we had bars in our buttons? I'll take a, I'll have a martini. Shaken, not stirred.
Wow. My microphone smells like Lysol.
I sprayed everything down.
Big D's been ill this week, so he's been fighting the funk.
I sprayed it all down. So that you guys can be healthier.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that.
I'm see the only that, one.
So, oh, hey, by the way, a lot of people now are saying that the new iOS for iPhone is a battery drain.
Dude, I told everybody, if you have the chance to get 10.2.3, don't. If they tell you to update and up, don't. I did it, and it was a big, huge mistake. So we'll see how long the video version of the podcast is going to work because I'm running it off of my phone, which now, since I've updated, has a massive battery drain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, people saying that, like, I had 80% and
then
I
2%.
Set down, and then now I have, you know, 18. And
yeah,
you're like,
it's dumb. It's dumb. And you wonder what causes that, you know?
Now, will they go back in? They'll fix it, but you'll just have to get the new download.
Yeah, whatever the next update is, which it'll, you know, anytime there's an update, they fix whatever they tried to fix, but then they break something else.
Now, you can't go back and get the old one, can you?
You can if you jailbreak your phone.
Oh.
And I don't want to do that because I don't trust me.
What does that mean exactly?
It just means that you're basically taking it out of the factory setting and you're putting it in like a developer type mode. I'm dumbing it down as best I can. But it just means that you've put it in hackable mode. So you can make it do things that another one couldn't do.
Yeah. Can you do that with Androids too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so any phone.
Yeah, that's what I loved. Whenever I had my Palm back in the day, the Palm Pre and all those, they were jailbroken from the start. It was all open source, so you could go and write code to do whatever you wanted, and it was really cool.
Okay, all right. That's good to see.
But
everyone
needs to bring that back.
Yeah, you do miss your old Palm phone.
I do, dude. It had the best OS and like the UI, the user interface. That's right. I'm going UI on you. It was great. The swiping and all that you have, like with iPhones where you go page to page, that all started from those. Or like, you know how you have a bunch of different windows open and the multitasking? It was so ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
And now LG bought it and you use like some dumbed down version of it on your smart TV. That's all they're using it for.
Yeah, you and I used to, Bubba and I had smartphones back before, I don't know, they weren't even called smartphones.
I had the Trio 90, and I don't think that was a phone. I think that was still just the personal assistant,
Palm Pilots,
the PDA.
Remember, you would carry around a Palm Pilot and a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I went to the Trio 180. I think that was the first smartphone, you know, where you could run apps and take calls and do all that stuff. And they used to have this little infrared thing. Do you remember Beaming?
Oh, yeah.
Beaming was the best. Anybody who uses Apple stuff and does AirDrop, Beaming was AirDrop before AirDrop was AirDrop. And you could literally, you could be sitting across the table from each other and you can send files or texts before. And that was actually before text was even big.
Yeah.
So you could send little notes going, this guy sucks. Oh, my God. This is the worst conference ever. It was great. We would giggle the whole time and nobody knew what we were doing.
No, we were way ahead, man.
That's right.
Like
high-tech rednecks. Got to use it.
8 years ahead. I mean, way ahead. And now Bubba and I, we are still way ahead. You know, Bubba and I use encrypted stuff and I don't know. It's way ahead. It's way ahead from everyone else we know. Yeah. Do you know anyone else who uses
I don't know a lot of people who use Tor browsers. Is there anyone else in this room? Carson, do you use a Tor, like an Onion browser?
I don't even know what you're talking about,
bro. I have no idea. No, I don't know what that is.
There you go. You guys, you're trackable.
You think you would know after you guys watching House of Cards, you think you would be more, you know, protective.
Yeah, listen, when I watch House of Cards, it makes me want to be more like Frank Underwood or Doug Stamper, but then I realize that I'm not that important and my job is to tell jokes and run and play country music.
Really, watching House of Cards made me put a post-it note on top of the camera on my laptop,
which I've been doing since what year? Like 2003.
Saw Mark Zuckerberg does that. Like the guy that
the
invented
Pope
Facebook.
Does it. The Pope does it. They showed him doing mass one day, and he's got his iPad out, and he's reading from his iPad, and they've got like a papal sticker over the
camera. A logo.
Yeah, it's like a Pope logo or whatever, but it's covering the camera.
If the Pope had a post-it note, what would they call
a Pope-stit note?
A Pope-stit note.
Spike.
Wow.
Speaking of the Pope, did you know that Fabio is going to play the Pope in the new Sharknado?
Of course he is.
Yes,
that's good casting.
That's some amazing cast. Yes, Make America Bait Again. That's the name of it.
God. Oh,
I love. I will tell you, I love Sharknado. I like any of this sci-fi. Those cheesy little sci-fi movies are great. But like, there was a time when sci-fi took itself serious.
Yeah.
And they would do those shows, but they would like they weren't tongue in cheek. You know, it was like the Anacondas and all that. They were really trying to be serious.
How have they gotten to 5 Sharknados though?
Because we watch every one of them.
Really?
We watch them over and over.
I've never seen any of them.
Dude, you watch the first one? Really?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, because I have a little theater at my house. We need to have.
We're not having a Sharknado party.
Yes, yes.
Here's
how we do it. Here's how we do it. Wait, here's how we do it.
We haven't hung out, the four of us, outside of work or a work event in.
I know.
Ever.
So here's what
ever.
We do.
We're not doing it for a Sharknado
here's
party.
Here's what we do. A Sharknado party, but also to make sure Big D goes, we'll do Big Lebowski. So it'll be Sharknado and Lebowski Fest 2017, and we'll get together.
Yeah, you plan that, and we'll see who shows up.
Bubba's sitting in his house with a big thing of popcorn going, where's everybody at?
Do not start until we get there. Get everything set up, but we will be there.
You know, I won't just sit there idly. I'll be sitting there watching like Pacific Rim or something
you
like that.
You know what we got
to
do, guys? We got to do Navy SEAL training. We got to go do that Navy SEAL training.
Extreme SEAL experience with Don Shipley.
Yes.
Yeah. I still think we should have done that.
Of course.
Don would have made us
better
men.
Oh, that was pre-Carson. Carson, they wanted to do extreme Navy SEAL training.
No, he.
Bubba.
Well, Don Shipley, who's the guy who outs all the fake SEALs and all that, Don is one of the funniest people. Well, he said he's not running that, right?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he was running this thing for a while. It was called Extreme Navy SEAL Experience or something like that. And basically, you go to him for a week, and he runs you through the ringer, and you do little ops, you know, little riverine ops and things like that, and you blow stuff up, and you shoot a bunch of stuff. It's awesome.
I'm sure it is, but wow.
And it would have been so much fun.
Nope.
No, again, the shooting stuff, blowing stuff up, but I think if there's any sort of physical exertion, that is a bad call.
Here's the thing. Bubba, first off, let's go back just a tad to that day when I got the text message, hey, this is important. Can you call me?
Now, you have to know that Big D does not like to talk on the phone, okay?
So Bubba doesn't do that very often.
Nope.
So
what's that phone call go like? You call.
I mean, I call immediately.
Hey.
See, here's another trick he does. Like, he'll call me, and I won't answer.
Right, of course.
Then he calls me right back.
Right, so you think it's important.
And then I answer, like, okay.
I don't do that. Something's
up, he's calling.
How often do I do that?
A handful of times a year.
Maybe once or twice a year.
Twice a year, yeah.
And it's usually
usually can
dumb.
be. This day it was not. Hey man, what's up? Okay.
I had just gotten off the phone with Don.
All right, I just talked to Don Shipley. Yeah. You know Don Shipley, the Navy SEAL Don Shipley? Yeah. Okay. He is doing a thing where he wants us to come out and we go through SEAL training for a week, and they shoot like legit stuff. They're like real demo stuff, and training. And you're in the boats, you're in the water, you're rappelling, and I'm just quiet.
Just taking.
You're
it
waiting
all in.
For the. You're waiting for the kicker, the thing that made this worth calling him.
Yeah, I'm like, surely he knows.
Why y'all being haters, man?
And
we be haters.
I said. Okay. He goes, so I can tell him yeah? I go, you can tell him yeah if you want to go. I'm not going. Why? Because I want to walk. I'm going to get there, and an hour into it, I will be injured.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I
in
will
my
be
case,
injured.
Very possibly dead. Very, very possibly I would be dead.
Yeah, yeah, they would just kill. You would get killed, and you know what? A story happens. What happened to Patrick? Yeah. You know what's weird is that he fell.
Yeah. We told him to hold on to that rope over that spike pit, and then he just didn't do it.
Three stories.
Yeah.
They don't have
we
spike
don't even know
pits.
Why. We don't know why you let go of the rope. That idiot.
They don't have spike pits.
I don't know.
Whatever.
It would have been cool, though. Imagine coming in and fast roping from a little bird. Yeah.
It's a helicopter.
Yeah.
And so anyway, And so for months, he would be like, dude, we should do this. I'm like, man, seriously, you can do it yourself. You don't need me to go there.
Misery loves company. Don't you know?
We would all suffer.
That was the thing. If we did it, we would have all suffered because it's not easy.
No, we're not.
No.
And it's a week.
Oh, my gosh. It would be a week?
It's a week. It's not enough to change your life. All it is you're just sore.
It does change your life.
You're injured and sore. If you were to say it's a 2-year program. Well, that makes more sense than a week.
No.
I think you guys are just negative Nancys.
Yeah, that's it.
You're right.
Negative. And it's funny is that I watched he has a video, like a teaser video of it, and I watched it, and I was like, oh my gosh, these guys look like goobers because they're all out there. It's the military version of LARPers. They're in
you
the fatigue.
LARPing
is live action role play where people
pretend that they are in the park dressed as like knights and
they're
wizards.
Sword fighting. And,
those are LARPers.
And I was like, oh my gosh, look at these
Carson's
guys.
Laughing because at every single Comic-Con and all that she's been to, she runs into the LARPers.
Just imagine those guys in camo and face paint.
It's military LARPing. That's all it is.
Like they're in Kwanzaa huts.
I was never in the military, but I want to play. It's like playing army, you're adults.
It was. They
like,
look
like, if you want to do a ropes course, go do a ropes course.
Did we not one time fight fires with the fire department? And it was amazing.
It was firefighting LARPing.
It was amazing.
It was.
And you know what? It was amazing. You have to admit. Was that amazing?
It was a neat experience.
Yeah, but also, what
but
was
it
2 hours?
Week.
Are you glad you did it?
No.
What?
Oh, that's
you
not
lie.
True.
You said
you
do.
He lied.
You
are, yeah. He lied. Because you,
I had a headache for 3 days.
Yeah, because you were dehydrated, because you were a real man for the first time in your life.
True.
True. I mean, that's how crazy it is. Those.
And again, I'm going to ask, how long did it take? 2-3 hours?
Oh, no, it was a day. We did a day.
Okay, still.
It was, yeah, we were out there for a long time.
We did several different fires.
Anyway, so he ended up not even, Don's, when we called him on the show a few weeks ago, I'm like, hey, all right, he does this thing where you go get dressed up and go act like you're a SEAL and do training. And he goes, we don't do that anymore.
You know why? Some fat white guy got hurt. I'll tell you right now.
It was the same people over and over.
Could have been me. Glad it wasn't me. Could have been me.
Guy,
I can't even do a lot of that stuff. Neither can you. You get that?
No,
you go
I'm
to
trying.
The zip line.
You can't even
you know,
do
you
it.
You go to the zip line, and it's like you must weigh less than you know. Blah blah. Like, oh,
well, that's why we don't get to fly with the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels because we weigh too much.
Really?
Yes. I'm too tall.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Now they do have a height restriction.
I am too tall.
But that's.
But see,
claim
the thing
it.
Is, he's
that's
also.
Claim.
That's the first one I go. Yeah. There's like two. There's like a weight and a height.
That's
but
right.
I just go, well, why even go to the weight? I'm already out on the height. So I'm too tall.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Claim it if you can. I didn't have the too tall excuse.
Listen, my ex-wife used to want to do crazy stuff like zip lining and stuff like that. It was
zip
always,
lining, Superman so, style,
like,
is
listen,
awesome.
Let's look it up. But I'm telling you right now, I don't meet the weight requirement. Okay, and sure, it was always, it wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. It's like the weight requirement's like 260 pounds or something like that. I'm like, yeah, they don't make this stuff for fat people.
You know what else they don't make for fat people? Are those
airplane
indoor
seats?
Those indoor parachuting things.
Yep, I would love to do that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I have enough surface area where I feel like it could still get me off the ground.
There's not enough electricity in the city to turn that fan.
I never would have thought there was a weight requirement
me
on
either.
That.
Enough thrust to lift us.
No.
I
ask
bet
me how
there's
I
a
know.
Weight requirement on skydiving. I've never looked, but
is
I bet there is. I
is
bet
there?
There
you just
is.
Need a bigger parachute.
No, because so. That poor, think about it, that poor guy who has to strap you into that baby Bjorn and basically, you know, walk around with you in front of him.
You're just carrying him.
He can't do that with a guy my size.
But
he's in charge and he can't take charge of this. There's no way.
On the flip side, because he's like, you're in front of him.
Yeah, you're
carrying
him.
So if the parachute doesn't open, I mean, all that extra girth might cushion his landing.
That's not very nice.
I didn't mean you. I meant us large folks in general.
So maybe 10 years ago or longer, 15. How long have those indoor parachute things been around? 15
oh, they've been
years.
Around
been
a long
while.
Time.
Yeah.
They have one. It's still there. It's in Pigeon Forge in the Smoky Mountains. And it was pretty new at the time. I wanted to go.
You went to it and talked to them?
I went in. And they have it's an in-depth thing. You have to have a flight suit on and they have a safety course and a video and that kind of thing. And, I lied about my weight because they ask what your weight. Well, who tells people your real weight? That's stupid.
I do actually.
No one does because you shouldn't.
What's the matter, Patrick?
Nothing. Continue your story.
And so, I get all suited up, go inside. And you start where you lay down, mm-hmm. and they start the fan. And the fan's going, and everyone around me starts kind of start floating up in the air. Not me. I'm just sitting there.
Are you serious?
I'm sitting there like a rock near feathers, and it's still going, and I can tell it's getting like...
They're cranking it more.
And I'm just kind of looking around. It's loud. It's real loud. And I've got goggles on, and they're fogging up. And I'm like, yeah. And everyone, I'm kind of looking around. I'm serious. Just imagine everyone's floating.
Your
but,
face is all like.
And I'm looking around, and everyone's up. And they're all like, he lied about his weight. So I had to get out.
To tandem jump in 90% of the places in the United States, you must weigh, you want to guess?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is the combined weight of the two people.
I'm 280.
No. Just
so could
to
I
do a
do
tandem
it?
Jump, which means if you've never jumped before,
to strap together
almost everywhere is tandem, you're strapped to someone else. You must weigh less than this much.
300.
225.
D? Oh, 225 is good. I'm going to say, she took mine.
180?
I'm going to say
226. Make it like the price is right.
I'm going to say 250.
220. Yeah. You're all over.
Dang.
220 to do a tandem jump. If you are certified and can jump on your own, you can weigh as up to 280 pounds, and there are very few places in the United States where you could actually get that.
So does that come down to you have to have a special parachute if you weigh more than that?
Just a fat
parachute. Or they just don't make them. They have to make them because they drop tanks with parachutes.
But they don't keep them at Sky. They don't keep tank parachutes.
Crates of relief items.
Yeah, they don't drop that stuff from the parachutes they use over at Jimmy Skydive World. Okay?
Well, maybe Skydive World should invest.
Yeah, they do make them.
They do make them. They just, you can't.
That sounds like it's an insurance thing.
It's probably an interesting thing. It's probably about the parachute. Straps. No, it's probably about the weight of the straps when that thing hits. Okay, those straps have to be able to hold you to the parachute. If you weigh a certain amount, when that thing opens, it's going to be a big tug, and you might go just a fallen.
That's why they make backups.
No, I think you're missing the point. Once you've broken out of the straps, it doesn't matter anymore.
That's another thing that Craig Morgan was talking to us about. He did that lake thing. You it's like it shoots water.
Like the hoverboard type looking thing.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You know, my first thought was that's how you die. That's probably how you drown to death.
I thought that looked so fun.
It does look fun.
Yeah, except here's what it would look like if I were doing it. I would be like, my stomach would be above the water until about my thighs, and that's about all the water power could lift. It's like, we can't lift your fat butt out of those. We just can't do it.
You know, when I think like parachuting, I always think about that. Remember that time I told you I was flying? And, you know, when you're flying, you can fly airport to airport. You know, it's kind of like they're waypoints. You use them to know where you're at. I'm flying and just listening. Nothing's going on. All of a sudden, I hear jumpers out. Now, they didn't call a position. They didn't do anything. So I said, "Hey, aircraft, saying jumpers out. Where are they at?" Going around the airport. And I'm like, "What altitude?" Because I was directly below them. They jumped out, and I'm like, and they're like, he didn't give me an answer. So I'm like trying to do all kind of evasive maneuvers. So the last thing I wanted was some guy dropping into my...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Jumpers out. Never called a position. Never was on frequency saying that they were going to be jumping in the area. Obviously, if he'd have said they were going to be jumping, I'd have gone around it.
Oh, my gosh.
People are... Just know
your
schools.
Parachuters are the... human deer of the air.
Yes. Know your people. Like, whoever you deal with, make sure that that they're as safe as can be, because this place, was not.
I think I told you guys this, but I was dating a guy, and our birthdays were the day after each other. Like, I was 13th, he was the 14th. And about a month before, he was like, "So, you know, my friends and I have been talking about it, and we want to go skydiving for my birthday. So, like, why don't we combine them, and we'll do a big party?" And I was like, "Oh, this relationship isn't going to last, because on what planet do you think I would jump out of an airplane for fun? There was no way."
But I would if I made the weight thing.
Nope. You know what? I'm happy on the ground. Really good there.
I'm too tall.
I'm going to start using that excuse for things. Like 5'1". I'm too tall. It's fine.
John on Facebook is like, he's been pretty adamant. "When are y'all going to play real country music on your show? Twin fiddles and steel guitar." John, country music ain't going back to that anytime soon. Just want to let you know.
I mean,
it's great when there's
some of it out there.
I know there is, but I'm saying it's great when we get it. But it's so, right now, it's hard to find new stuff that is going to get airplay that has that. You know, the twin fiddles and the steel guitar and all that. I love that too. And I'm not dissing on the music, because that's the country I grew up on. And I would like to see more of it. But man, right now they're not making a whole lot of it. So there's your answer, John.
And you also stole from George Strait's lyric.
But, yeah, that was Heartland right there.
But that's okay. Whatever. Speaking of height, Gunner is six feet tall. Height. That's
height.
Fine.
Height is height. Not a word.
Yes, it is.
Speaking
of height,
not.
I just said it.
Height is not a word.
Height.
Thank you.
Gunner is 6 feet. He passes 6 feet mark.
So now he's officially taller than me.
He was beneficially taller than you. It's a boy, and he's officially taller than Bubba. But when they're getting big quick, man, these kids that grow up so fast, and you're just like, man, how in the world are we going to keep these these humans fed?
What did they say he's going to grow up to be? Like, you know, because they always do the predictions. No, but I'm saying, like, they do the predictions when they're little, and they go, oh, because of the size of his blah, 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 and where he's at, he'll be 6'2".
Yeah, they did that. I think the thing you do when you're two, and they take it, and then there's a formula. And Zach was supposed to be at, I think he's supposed to be at just under 6 foot.
Where's he at?
Just under, he's at 5'10", I think.
Just under 6 foot.
And, but he's still got a few years ago though. He's 16. And the Gunner's supposed to be anywhere from 6'3" to 6'4", maybe 6'5". He'll be crazy.
They said my daughter was going to be almost 6 foot.
Wow.
She stopped at 5'8".
Shoo.
And she,
why don't girls want to be tall? Like, all guys want to be tall and all girls don't.
I don't know. I'd love to be tall. I'd like to not have to get a step stool every time I want to reach the second level of
you
my cabinet.
You want to be taller.
Yeah.
But not tall.
I don't know. Think, I think I'd be good with tall.
You think Anya's tall? I think she feels like she's too tall. I bet.
No, she owns it. She owns it, though.
I dated a lot of girls.
I don't think she... How tall is she?
She's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
At least.
And she wears 5-inch heels a lot, which makes her even taller. If she was concerned about being too tall, she wouldn't wear heels. She would wear flats.
Go ask her.
I've dated a lot of girls.
Here, I'll go get her.
I've dated a lot of girls who were over 6 feet tall or right at 6 feet tall. And it's, you know...
How tall are you?
They don't like it, usually. I'm 6 foot tall. So...
Is it weird to you?
It's not weird to me. I don't mind it at all. It would be weird if she were like 6'4", 6'5". That might be a little weird. But 6 feet tall, same height as me. It doesn't bother me. I dated this girl named Osra who used to wear Lithuanian girl. Osra, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She used to wear big old freaking heels, and it was a little weird. Yeah, look at the shoes she has on.
Yeah. So, Anya, you're 6 foot?
I'm 6 foot flat-footed, yes. I should have known this is what... This was
going to be. We got onto a conversation about that, and then I was like, hey, Anya's here. She's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Well,
do you wish? Okay, we don't. Well, there's two schools here of thought that you wish you were shorter, or that you wish, or you're fine, or you wish you were taller. I guess there's three.
No, I'm very happy right at 6 feet.
I told you. Mm-hmm. And I said if she wasn't comfortable, if you weren't comfortable being tall, you wouldn't wear heels.
Right, right. No, I embrace it. That's for sure. You can tell too.
I believe that too.
Well,
but
she
I also
stands
think that,
up straight. Like I see. Yeah. I see a lot of tall girls that slouch. Hunch over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter does that. She'll get in pictures with her friends, and they're all shorter. So she kind of, or she bends her knees or whatever.
Well, I'm sure it took a little bit of time for me to really embrace it. But I did date a guy in high school who was shorter than me.
Is it weird? It's weird, isn't it?
It was one of those things that like.
Maybe in high school you don't know anybody. I
was so in love and it was so wonderful that I tried to make myself believe that it wasn't weird, but at the same time it was totally weird.
How tall is your guy now?
He is like 6'3", 6'4". So when I have heels on, I beat him by a little bit. But he also spikes his hair up, so that gives him an advantage.
It's like the arms race between you guys.
Well, I'll put on heels. Well, I will get gel.
And wear boots.
I will stand on a slant.
No, he's cool about it too, though. So you got to just own it. Just own it.
Whatever it is.
I think, but don't you think most women don't want a man who's shorter than they are?
Yeah, I would say that that's probably accurate. One of my best friends is 5'10", and she's dating a guy who's like 5'3". Something like that. And they're
Patrick
like,
said,
no,
oh.
But they're so happy and they're so wonderful together. And
I'm not
saying
it doesn't work.
For them.
It's like Bill and Karen.
But
remember?
That's like,
I mean,
but it is weird when you pose for pictures that like her arm goes around his shoulder. Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Totally. So that's why I'm saying most women probably prefer to have a taller guy or at least same height, but it works for some people.
And
so
thank you
whatever.
For saying height.
You know, instead it's height. I
know.
It's
height.
Not absolutely
height.
Not height.
That's not a word.
Not even a word.
Thank you.
Not a word in the English
Thank
dictionary.
You. That made you more awesome now.
Y'all can stop bullying me now.
Well,
we are totally bullying you.
Irregardless.
Irregardless.
Also not a word.
Yeah, I think it takes, if you can be, I think women as a general rule don't want a guy who is shorter than they are or who is more petite than they are. Right? No?
I don't know. I've never been more petite than any woman I've met.
Petite's a weird way to put it. I mean, I've dated guys that are like
there's a difference in
like
look
me?
At Keith Urban and Nicole. I mean, she's taller than him.
Sure. Yeah.
And he wears
not as much as you think.
Oh,
though.
No. When you see her in heels next to him, it's very obvious. And like he'll put on boots where he has that lift, you know, but it's still not
obvious.
The equalizer.
And they're like the cutest couple on the red carpet most of the time. They're so cute.
Yeah.
Well, he's considerably taller than her last husband, so I guess that
Fair
makes
point.
It okay.
Fair point.
Okay, so would you guys date a woman who is taller than you?
Totally.
I have, and it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't really weird, except the one girl that used to occasionally wear big 4-inch heels, and that made her 4 inches taller than me, and that was a little weird.
Okay.
I don't see why it's weird. I mean, here's the thing. If you're worried about outside, and here we go. I'm about to be the awe. If you're worried about outside appearances, you're missing the point anyway. Whether they're tall, whether they're short, skinny, round, whatever. Listen, I mean, you're missing the point.
I'm sorry. Well,
you need to find somebody that makes you happy.
I think your estrogen patch is on too tight. Listen, that is, people like to say that, but it's not true. It's like saying, oh, your weight doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
It does. Your weight matters more to yourself than it does to other people.
Okay.
I promise you, your weight doesn't bug me. My weight bugs me, though.
Thanks, Bubba. I will say that I was having a conversation with Brenda Lee about, what was it, like a week and a half ago?
Little tiny Brenda Lee.
Little Miss Dynamite. Yeah. She's about, Carson, you've stood next to her once. She's about that tall. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, it was weird. It was like I kept, because she's not a child, and she's not a little person, but she's so short that you're just like, are you real? I'm not sure what's up right now. Like, it's just so disarming.
Really?
And I also couldn't hear her because she's talking softly to me, and she's like 4 feet away from me. I kept having to go like, huh? You know, I'm like, if that was someone I was in a relationship with that was that tall, I would have back problems from trying to hug you.
I don't know. Jody says being short is awesome. It definitely has its advantages.
I'm sure it does.
So apparently, Patrick, you can't date a woman who's too tall or too short.
So listen, there's a nice mid-range there.
Is what I'm hearing that you're too picky? Is that what's happening?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
Get out. We don't want you in here anymore.
I'll never be invited to speak on this ever again. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a little too short. She was really short. Really short. She came up. Was it me and you? Were we at a dinner? We were at lunch once, right?
Yeah.
We were sitting at lunch. I wish I knew where this picture was. We are sitting at a table, and she was standing up behind us, and she was the same height as Carson and I, sitting in chairs. So we asked her for a picture, and she literally just walked up behind us, and it looks like she's sitting between us, but she's not. She's standing up.
I love all the comments right now on Facebook. Are people going, you know, I'm 5'1", 5'2". Everybody's putting their height, not their height, their height. And
these are women? Or
Drew is 5'11". His fiance is 4'11". Well, 4'11" is pretty short for a guy.
Just saying that you're gonna have back problems.
Run down the height. Run down the heights.
The heights, as Big D says. Let's see. 5'2", 5'11", 4'11", 5'7". I'm vertically challenged, 6'5", 5'0", 5'10", 5'1". So we're all over the place, man. We're all over.
That's lots of...
come on, chime in. Put your comment on Facebook with your height.
Whitney is 5'1". Her husband is 6'5". Wow, that's crazy. 6 foot. Ex-husband was 5'3", and it wasn't the height difference that caused the divorce. So that's from Lynette.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
What? Is that his?
Oh, and she's standing?
Yes. There's our picture, just for the few of you who can see it.
Aww.
Where's the little turnstile where you get your food and you feed her? It looks like a petting zoo.
It does look like a petting zoo. I love when she does stuff.
By the way, I don't like petting zoos.
I love when Brenda Lee does stuff for the Country Music Hall of Fame because they have a podium and they have a stool that's about over a foot tall, and there's always a guy following her out to the podium with the stool to put it down so she can stand on it. It's funny every time.
That's awesome. And you know, she never has to work again. I mean, she really, I mean, after rocking around the Christmas tree every year she gets checks printed just from that one song.
Well, how much do you think she makes off that?
Well, I don't think she didn't write it, so.
But she still has the performance on it, and there's still some money tied to that.
I'm sure she's still selling copies of that thing, big time.
And streaming and everything else you got to put into,
yep,
into consideration. By the way, I would like to say Luke Combs, the album, you want to pick this up today because it's flipping amazing. It's really good. And Luke Combs was in the studio with us today and just blew our minds. He was so good.
A lot of comments talking about that of all the people who we have on the show, they really like his in-studio performances the best because he sounds
so good.
Oh, he just sounds so good. He doesn't need all that other stuff.
But you know what's weird is Luke has this thing. They call him the everyman. Have y'all picked up on that? You see it all over. Like, you'll see, like, in every article, Luke Combs, the everyman, the everyman, the everyman. Why do they call him the everyman? Because he's...
Because he doesn't look like Luke Bryan.
Because he doesn't look like Luke Bryan. Is that really it?
That's really it.
You need that.
I mean...
No, really. I didn't know why. I thought maybe it was the facial hair, just kind of the...
It's regular dude versus, like, I don't know what you... like. You call guys like supermodels, but the astoundingly good looks of a Luke Bryan or a Brett Eldridge, you know, that those guys are.
Especially to say Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just talked about Keith Urban.
Who do you think, as a woman, who do you think is the, give us your top five
country stars?
Like best looking?
Yeah, just
best
on
looking,
looks
not hottest, because there's
but
a
just
difference.
Just like really,
like who's attractive?
Okay,
to you?
Okay, the dude from Midland, who you know, like the tall guy in Midland,
the one who wears the hat.
Yeah, yeah, he's stunningly attractive.
I never noticed.
Well, yes, because you're
what's
a dude.
His name?
I don't. Isn't that horrible? I don't know. I just know he's really good looking. He's really, really good looking.
No idea.
We are checking the Google.
Okay.
The middle guy in the photo. Oh yeah, he looks like an actor.
Yeah, and, well,
he looks
used
a little bit like what's his name from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he kind of has the Chris Pratt.
He
thing
used
going.
To be a model and like legit model. Yeah, so,
look, doesn't he look like Chris Pratt's brother right there?
Yeah. He's got it going on. He's no joke.
God, that's so interesting. I would have never, never thought that.
Okay, who else?
Yeah. Luke Bryan is dreamy.
God, he almost looks goofy. Doesn't he look goofy to you?
Who?
This guy.
The Midland guy?
Yeah.
In this picture, you go, I see it.
He just kind of looks goofy. Now, there's another one that I get.
What I think is goofy is that he's wearing denim with denim, and that just doesn't work.
Mark Weistrack? Is that his name?
I just call him the guy from Midland.
Okay. Sure, he appreciates that.
I mean, I know that I Googled his modeling portfolio and was not disappointed.
Sure, you Googled.
No,
him.
I think I just had a bad picture. I see that. I see it now.
Yeah,
he had a goofy pose.
He's really
is that
really,
his name? Mark Weistrack?
I don't know. who's the other one?
Yeah, Luke Bryan, for sure. Luke Bryan is
oh,
super
Lord,
dreamy.
There's all kinds of topless pictures of him everywhere.
Oh, is that the guy? Is that his name for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
ladies.
He used to date Amber Heard,
who
was the one that was married to Johnny Depp. They just got divorced, and now she's with
all right. Hang
the guy
on.
From
Amber
Tesla.
Amber Road?
Heard.
Heard.
H-E-A-R-D. Like Amber Heard of who?
Amber. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. A little eye candy for the ladies.
Okay, I get it. And who's the...
Luke Bryan.
Jake Owen.
Yeah, see,
Jake Owen's super good looking.
Jake Owen always looked like Garcon from Beauty and the Beast. Like, when you see him as a cartoon Garcon, you know?
And I think Jake is like it's not even close. Like, as a dude... picking out another dude.
Especially when he had the long hair.
I would go.
It wasn't fair.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. What are we talking about? I walked away.
The hottest
guys
country.
In country.
Like, I would even say, like, Luke wouldn't even made the list.
It's off the top of my head, but yeah, I think Jake would be higher than Luke.
I'm just saying, but straight man looking at the guy from Midland in these pictures, Luke's not even in the same conversation.
No. And, I mean,
women
can't have a hard time separating who somebody is from their looks. So okay, Luke Bryan's still going to, I'm sure people are commenting on this, Luke Bryan's still going to get a lot of people saying he's super hot.
Luke Bryan, again, you're asking me to name five. Like, that's a pretty big list because Luke Bryan still is of above average attractiveness regardless of what he does.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Like, again, I don't see it, but
I'm
okay.
not saying he's the guy from Midland. I'm not saying he's Jake Owen, but he's in that top five for sure.
Guy from Midland is unnecessarily good looking.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
That's
like,
not fair.
It's really not. Really not okay.
All right, so who you're at four.
You know who's very striking is Dylan Scott.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, he's got, like, the jawline thing going on.
Which he hides with a beard.
Yeah, but
okay, what about Dustin Lynch? Because even I think Dustin Lynch is an attractive man. But I don't know
do
that...
do you? Let's call Dustin and let him know.
But again, there's a difference between that's a nice looking guy and that guy's hot. Well, I don't think any of them are hot, but you know.
I'm also like, honestly, Blake Shelton.
Really?
Blake Shelton's got that Clooney thing going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's a little older, you know,
it's
so
happened
he's
over
distinguished.
The last several years.
Yeah.
He got a little salt
you know
and pepper.
It's because he always wears the blazer and it's salt and pepper, so he just.
Got distinguished.
He feels established.
He
today.
Looks like money. That's what you're
yes!
trying to say. He looks
yes!
like money.
Which is
because
always
Clooney,
attractive.
Clooney looks like money.
Clooney
you see Clooney,
like
you go, yeah, money.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't just step out onto the streets. He has his hair coiffed. Mm-hmm. There's stuff he's always done. He's presented.
Yes. That's exactly.
Well, you don't see like Clooney pictures where he doesn't have his hair done.
He's never disheveled.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-uh. No, so Blake always has that look to him too. So I mean, that's five, right? Yeah.
Patrick, name the top five female most attractive artists, country
wow.
artists.
That's tough. Listen, I'll give you.
And Bubba and I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Oh, wow. No, well, because it's all on taste. Like, my number one would probably still be Taylor Swift, because that's the kind of girl that I think is the most beautiful. The really pale, really light skinned.
Over
really,
Jana Kramer?
I think Jana Kramer's in the top five, but trust me, I think Taylor's super.
See, I would have put her just because of the brunette. Like you, yeah. I would have thought.
And again, I'm having a hard time separating the personality from the person. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, and that's the thing too.
Taylor is an adorable person. You know, just
who's more
life.
Adorable, Taylor or Lauren Elena?
Lauren is great.
Lauren is fantastically adorable.
God, this
like,
is tough.
You want to be around Lauren Elena.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
You see, and listen. Carrie Underwood's super hot, but I just don't think Carrie Underwood and I would get along for more than a few. You know, like as a in a girl boy way, like she would drive me crazy because she's just not my type. You know, so I have a hard time saying Carrie Underwood, but it doesn't mean she's not hot. You know, Lauren Elena's pretty hot. Mm-hmm. A little young for me, pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't saying age; we're just throwing them out there.
Oh man, Jana Kramer's got to be in there because Jana Kramer is just crazy hot.
The first time I saw Jana Kramer, I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's Young Billy from the Young and the Restless." The girl who played Billy back in the day on Young and the Rest. I know. That's right.
Or do you mean Days of Our Lives?
That's it. Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, he threw out a soap opera thing and then you corrected him?
Yes.
How did that happen? Did that just happen?
Tag team right here. But I'm just saying that, like, that's, and you know what I'm talking about. She looks like that actress.
Not Lisa Rinna, but
no,
the other one.
The other one.
The one that used to date George Clooney.
The one that did.
Krista.
Yes.
Who's dating Nathan
Krista
Fillion.
Allen. Krista yep. Allen. And she's dating Nathan Fillion,
she
really?
She is. Or they were wow. last time I checked, but I don't follow him on Twitter anymore.
Big D, you knew that, right?
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
My alarm didn't go off.
I'm drawing a blank.
Faith Hill?
Kelly Pickler?
I mean, I find them very attractive, but it just doesn't, you know. I think Kacey Musgraves is super, super hot. Like, super hot. Cassidy Pope.
I love Cassidy Pope.
You know, and again, now you're back into I like the light
Cassidy
skin
Pope,
girls.
Cassidy
with the dark
Pope when
hair.
She gets some sun and the freckles come out.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's on, man.
Yeah, that's definitely
it's
it.
It's the freckles with her. But like when she's not in the sun, the freckles don't show up as well. She's cute. But the freckles, It's on.
What about the girl who was making the rounds on Facebook? She has straight hair, long hair, and she's playing a guitar and she's singing, and her girls are all pushed up.
Oh, that girl, the one singing like old Michael Jackson covers and stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's also not my type. Listen, so I want to tell you.
It makes me laugh.
I'm trying to like, whoa, I want to look those up.
Let's check the Google.
I'll send it to you. Hang on a second. I found it.
So I was on.
So obvious.
I had some friends visiting from Germany, not the usual ones, but some other ones, and I took them out.
How many Germans are you connected with?
I know a lot of Germans, apparently. So I took them out to the honky tonks on Lower Broadway in downtown Nashville, just for like.
I love country music.
What just happened?
Sent him a picture of that chick.
I was like, what? I gotta see her.
You haven't seen her? You didn't know who we were talking about?
Oh
yeah, she's. Yeah. And she's a good singer and she's a good guitar player.
Oh, I'm sure
but
she's fantastic.
You know what, Matt? You know what? None of that matters because none of us.
She's amazing.
I hope she makes it.
You know,
because if she makes it, she can come in here.
Did you know that Kate Upton is really funny?
Now, this girl, Carson. Carson,
exactly.
Carson, I'm not kidding. This girl can really, really, really play the guitar. Seriously.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
I love how the guitar pushes her boobs up.
Oh, it does.
The guitar presses them.
She could have played a guitar in a turtleneck.
Dude, yeah. She could have, but she didn't.
She didn't.
Thank you, Carson.
She made herself marketable.
Fair.
I mean, Carson coming out.
I know.
Wow.
Anyway, so Germans.
So we're down, and there's a country band playing in every bar, and we walked into one of them, and I'm not kidding y'all. I saw my dream girl. Did I show you Carson? I sent Carson.
I got
a Snapchat with a video of this girl, and it was just.
What's her name?
Her name is Amberly. I'm going to show you the Snapchat of her. Here, I saved the video.
That's all right. I'll just look it up.
Oh.
Amberly what?
Oh, I don't know. Type Amberly fiddle player, and I bet you it pops up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing Amberly fiddle.
I'm telling you, how many Amberlys can there be?
Amberly Rosen?
But I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of pictures of her that aren't as much as that.
This
video
is the
right
one
here.
That did it for you.
That's when it did it. For
that's
me.
Your girl
with the long brunette hair and the pale skin, and she's playing the fiddle for God's sake. She's playing the fiddle solo from Amarillo by Morning in this video.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who knew?
Oh, dude, I was just standing there going, we can't stay here too long because the longer we stay, the higher the possibility that I say something really creepy, and I don't want to do it. I don't want her to come by and for
you know,
me to
that's
go,
the
I love you.
That's the problem, though. You already determined that you're going to say something creepy. What if you determine that, you know, if we stay here longer, I might say something really sweet that could touch her heart and make her think, you know what, he's sincere. We mm-hmm. should go on a date.
No, because there are no words for that. See, the thing that I say that would be creepy, if a super hot guy said it, it would not be creepy. Am I wrong?
I'm sorry.
Am I wrong?
Is here all?
The point is that if words are coming out of the mouth of somebody we find attractive, we'll put up with a lot more.
Yeah. When a fat, gray-haired, dumpy-looking guy, it doesn't matter what I say.
With but Germans again, in tow.
But again, it's
with
not.
Germans
you,
in
you know,
tow.
You throw the gray hair thing in. The gray hair thing, as Carson said mm-hmm. earlier, makes a guy look distinguished. You're not old. Yeah. You're young. You know, you went gray at 18. It's
14, but whatever.
14. Okay, 14 years old. So it's not like it's an age thing.
I'm just telling you, I didn't have, there was no, it wasn't happening. You know, also, I saw a drunk, sleazy guy hitting on her. And I was like, and I could just tell that she gets it all the time, you know? So, because she's playing in bars where there are drunk guys mm-hmm. that must hit on her all the time. And I'm like, there would be nothing you could say to make me go and hit on that girl. It's like hitting on the bartender or the waitress. Don't do it.
I sent her a message on Facebook.
You did not.
We'll have her in
you.
Studio.
Look, I've already sent it.
We'll have her come sing and, I mean, come play and.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, come visit.
I'm trying to get her to come in.
I hate you, and I hate everything you stand for.
But,
why not?
Why would you do that?
Because you can meet
what
her.
You why would
then I? You wonder why I keep secrets from you? This is why. Because you do stuff like that.
I thought you liked her.
Yes, but I'm not going to act on it. Why you got to make it weird?
The It's not making it weird.
I'm not making it weird.
You're making it weird.
I like this a lot. I think this is a great use of your position.
I'll make sure I'm not here that day. Yeah, thanks. That's awful. I wouldn't do that.
I'll send her a video of her going, "Hi, Patrick, it's me, Amberly."
Can I just remind you that you blindfolded me and had me feel up Jared Neiman?
Yeah, but that's not the same. That was funny.
She's on her way.
Yeah. No.
She said she can be here in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, I didn't send her a message.
Thank God.
Because I know that I know better.
Amberly Rosen.
All that happened.
Somebody said, "What's her name? I want to listen
to
her music."
Why are you telling people her
name? They said, "What
is
her name?"
They can send her a message.
They want to listen to her music.
She's what is, obviously
Samantha
trying
writes,
to make it.
Samantha, what's her name? I want to listen to her music. Amberly Rosen.
It's not about you there, big guy.
Not everything.
In this particular case, it is about me.
No, that's the problem. It's most people get confused.
Do you realize that there's no way this ends well? Because now, if she ever does find out we're talking about her, The next thing that happens is I get rejected by some girl who I otherwise wasn't going to ask out. So you've just brought me rejection I wasn't even looking for.
Well, guess what? By not ever giving her the option to reject you, you were already rejected.
Yeah, but at least I didn't have to feel it or see her do it to my face.
Okay.
You know, John Michael Montgomery went through this very same thing, that he really had a crush on a blue-eyed girl.
Oh, my God.
And he never did ask, and she moved Last away.
Last dance, you learn and go. Okay, that's fine. I'm not 12, so I think
14.
I've already learned.
He was 14.
He was 14. He was falling
fast. Oh, wow,
fast,
man. Yeah. You guys are really pulling the lyrics out. This is not the blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. This is not the same.
It all started with the twin fiddles and the steel guitar.
Well, we are just trying to help you, dude. We're not.
I understand that, but this is not. I don't want to be ambushed with this. No, it's fine.
Okay.
You know, I shouldn't have told you that.
Shouldn't have told us what?
I shouldn't have told you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There you go.
I don't recall any of this. I'm sorry. I bumped my head a minute ago, and I don't remember anything of the past 20 minutes.
She looks like a lovely girl.
Yes. She looks very nice.
Who? Amberly Rosen?
You know what? I'll tell you what it was. It wasn't what she looked like or even that she played the fiddle. Although both of those things did help. It was that people were taking selfies in front of the stage with the band behind them, and at the last second before they would snap the picture, she would get right down behind them and make a face and photobomb it. And I thought, that's super. It was really hot. It was really, she seemed like a really fun person.
That happened to me at Disney. My son and I were taking a selfie, and Chewbacca did that. He went right behind us, and I was like,
cool. That's
pretty hot.
Just got photobombed by Chewbacca.
I got photobombed by Chewbacca, and that was, like, the best. So I get you on that one.
It was, you know, not that I would have found Chewbacca hot, but, you know.
Some people are into
some
that.
Some people
They're
are into that.
Speaking of, that's probably how Amber sees you.
It's Chewbacca?
Yeah.
You guys are never going to believe who came into the bar tonight.
He didn't come in. I was hoping he would, but he just stood outside and stared a hole through me.
Through the window.
But it was so cool.
I mean,
guess
at least
he
was talking about you.
He had to get back and do some repairs on his ship so that they could get back.
He came in. He said that Han Solo owed him money.
And I was like, really? Are you going to try to win and do the Kessel run in under 12 parsecs?
Okay.
Okay. y'all having fun?
I was until like
until then,
happened.
Until he did that, and you know, like
parsecs. What is that? Is that like okay?
Well, I mean that
parsecs.
Yeah.
It's a length of time.
Yeah.
It's a length of time in the Star Wars.
Are you
universe.
A Star
Aren't
Wars
you?
Nerd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't
think as big as Bubba, but yeah, I am.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'm taller and bigger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had a guy date me, I swear, just because I could recite the lines from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell us that you have
a stormtrooper costume?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I do.
That's right.
I do.
Y'all, just letting you know, ladies out there, that's hot. Y'all need that. Y'all need that. It's like scrubs. Scrubs in stormtrooper uniforms.
Amber, that works here in the building, told me she doesn't know anything about sports and she doesn't care about sports. And the other day she said, I really want to find one sport and try to understand it so that I can have a conversation about it. I'm like, let me just tell you, you should, because that does make you hotter. It does. If you can just a little bit just to keep up and be able to talk to a man about football or
and
it
I'll
doesn't
say
matter.
It again, the easiest way to learn sports and actually understand the rules is to get on your husband's PlayStation, your boyfriend's PlayStation, your kid's PlayStation, whatever it is, Xbox, I don't care, and play the sport you want to learn. You play that game, you do it for a weekend. By the time you get to Monday, you will know all the rules, all the what penalties does what, what's an out, what's a foul, what's this, what's that. You will know everything about the sport. If it's football, then you'll know all about interference. You'll understand, you know, the nuances. It doesn't take long. 2 days and you're an expert.
Mm-hmm.
At least
enough to get you by.
Enough to get you by and get you into the conversation.
Yeah.
And then the rest you'll learn over time.
Even just the vocab.
Yeah.
Understanding, you know, things that are said and aren't said.
Listen, some pretty girl sitting at the bar, and she's really good looking, and the football game's on TV, and she turns to you and goes, is it third down or second down? I'm just telling you, that's hot. It's hot. You instantly go, okay.
I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. You look
I'm
at the graphic
here.
Yourself. Just
well,
but
like in a bar, you know, down. Sometimes it's you can't see it or whatever. You know, I'm just saying.
By the way,
what about
kudos.
The girl who starts screaming at the manager because they have yet to put on the game that she's looking
that's
for?
That's hot. Yes. That is hot.
I mean, I she does it in a non-freaky way.
I got very confrontational.
That's hot.
I was like, it's the number one team in the country. Oh, you're showing everybody else.
Oh, wow.
It's been half an hour. I know that they scored a field goal because it's on my phone. Oh,
wow.
And why are you single?
See, Carson, we gave you the advice and you went too far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like my male friends. I'm like, dude, y'all, Alabama's playing Ole Miss. Come watch the game with me. They're like, all right, yeah, we'll go. That'll be fun to watch an Ole Miss game with you. Oh, it's not at all, especially when the bar fails to put on the game.
You don't even have a let me speak to your manager haircut.
You don't.
I don't have the Kate Gosselin just yet.
Oh.
But
that is that haircut.
Yeah.
It is.
Look at Big D's face. You mentioned Kate Gosselin, and he gets that little twinkle in his eye. He'd have loved him some Kate Gosselin.
No, whatever. Anyway.
Now, did you like Kate before all the surgery or after?
I don't know. I honestly don't even keep up. I don't know.
Well, like, she totally, you know, did the makeover.
Yeah.
And at one point, I was not a fan and you were. And then one day, I saw a picture and went, hey, D, look at this picture of Kate Gosselin. Doesn't even look like her. And you went, God, she's so hot.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember what's real life and what we saw.
I used to think Octomom was kind of hot.
Oh my gosh. Like, no. Seriously.
There were some angles. You know, some people have angles.
Name her name. What's her name?
Octomom.
No, what's her name?
Oh God. No, come on. I got nothing.
Nobody knows her name.
Oh, it's
you're gonna make me
Let's check the Google.
Alright. Octomom. Octomom. Nadia Suhlman. Oh, no. See, I'm looking at these pictures, and it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
It is bad. What a... Oh, no. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Hey, what's that girl's name again? I'm going to put her back on my computer.
Kimberland.
Amberly.
Amberly Rose?
Rosen.
Rosen.
All right, go on to Amberly Rosen. Oh, much better. See,
much nicer.
And there what's that one that you had, Big D, with the picture, with the one that plays guitar? I need her name.
The guitar girl with the
hot
big...
girl that plays guitar.
The big lungs. Yeah.
Lungs.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like that girl, by the way.
Really? Why? Yeah,
because it's too obvious. Like,
that's what Carson was saying. It's clearly trying.
Yeah, it's just not...
Y'all are crazy.
No, I mean... If
that's like saying the guy from Midland is too obvious.
No, because he's not wearing
assless chaps. Like, seriously,
you didn't see the pictures.
That would be too obvious.
You didn't see the pictures.
Some of the pictures of him is when he used to be a male model. So
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
No, this is a girl playing guitar in videos with her boobs sitting on top of the guitar.
Yeah, it's too
Which
much.
Is pretty cool.
Like, you can't just go, just okay, I'm not going to fall for that.
I fell for it.
I will say she's a really good guitar player. I'm not just saying that because she's got big lungs sitting on top of her guitar. Not doing that.
Yep, she
can play.
She's a regular Brad Paisley.
Look at that. Look, he looks like...
I'd like to see her on stage with Brad Paisley. I wouldn't know Brad Paisley was there.
He's her as a guy. No. Like, I can go back and forth between
the
pictures.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
He's in pictures with where he was a model. Yeah, like, if he was in the studio here trying to get us to play his music dressed like that, we would say that's too much.
Oh, no.
It's not the
Carson,
same.
Carson, yes. Would you say it was too much?
No, I'd be fine with it. But
told you. Know your
because
audience, man.
Because it never happens in the reverse.
A band that you're going to hear about in about 6 months. Here's some inside information. There's a band that everyone's really excited about called Levon. Okay?
Right.
Kind of like Levon Helm.
Yeah, they're good. I've heard some of
their
stuff.
They're very good. It's like the Eagles meets Diamond Rio with Justin Timberlake as the lead singer. They're incredibly talented.
Justin Timberlake's the lead singer?
He's not. But the guy, and I don't know, I know all the names, but I don't know which one's the lead singer. He is way too good looking in that Midland
lead
singer.
Can you check the Googles?
And when I see him out, he's always wearing
the Google.
He's always wearing like tight jeans and like a white t-shirt with the V-neck that looks like it's been, you know, that it's been beat up and kind of run down.
A schmedium.
And it's like, you know, that outfit is just not right because I could never wear that.
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think, Carson? Levon.
He looks like Jon Snow from Game of Thrones. He's got that Kit Harington look. At least in that picture.
And again, I'm not looking at the picture Bubba's looking at, but I'm just talking.
He's
I've
got
only
like
seen
80s rocker look. I mean,
that's
he looks
good
like
too.
He looks like somebody from a hair band. No,
yeah.
I get that.
Oh,
look, he's the lead singer of Winger.
Yeah, he's the lead singer of Winger, who Carson just loves.
I do love me some Kip. Yeah. But no, he looks like Kit Harington to me, which is not a bad thing.
To me, he looked like Kip Harington to me.
Mm-hmm. Everybody think it looked like Kip Harington. Say, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I know that guy?
I don't know. Doesn't he look familiar? Oh, the guy next to him is Philip Giffen.
I know Philip, you moron. God, jeez.
I just was like, oh, we do know that guy.
No,
can I see the picture when you're done?
I'm
just curious what he actually
looks
like.
You're just curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, yeah, he is like, Kip Winger, by the way.
You remember when Jimmy came in the studio and I was like, Jimmy? Mm-hmm. He's like, Derek?
From
like,
Little Big Town.
I feel like that have that same connection with this guy. Like, I know him outside of the industry. Like, he and I.
You've had a run-in before? Maybe he was your bartender somewhere.
He's very. Or maybe he just looks familiar. Some people just look familiar. Maybe that's what it
His
is.
His name is.
Inigo Montoya.
Michael David Hall.
Oh, from Airwolf.
Oh, from 16
Candles.
Not the guy
from
The Breakfast Club?
Somebody.
Is that the dude from Dexter?
Was okay, I don't know. I'm trying to keep it going. I can't think of it anymore. Whatever.
Oh, the hair helps him.
Him.
Because this is what he looks like.
Him.
Without the hair.
It helps him.
The hair helps him.
Without the
he
beard.
Looks like a baby.
Let
there.
Me see him.
This is what he looks like without the beard and the hair.
So great. Let me see. Show the class.
Looks like he's reciting like a play from.
It does.
Sawyer Brown.
I was standing in a room full of people, and every girl there was looking at him with this look, with this whole, you know, that doughy-eyed, hands
well,
together.
Well, that happened. I was in an event.
I was like, uh-oh.
Totally not related, but the guys from Midland were there. I don't know why they just, I guess, were invited or something.
Including the hot one?
Yeah, and that's why a friend of mine walks in, and she goes, she is across the room, and she goes, who is that? And I was like, oh, those
Vicky
are the guys
Bale.
From Midland. And I was like,
I love this picture. This is them with a bunch of people from their record label. And it's him and his two other bandmates and all these guys from the record label. And it's like,
telling a story.
Just really unfair.
Oh, you know who he looks like to me, Bubba? He looks like the guy. Show him that one. He looks like the guy he can't die.
Highlander?
Highlander.
He looks
That's
like
who it is. I knew I had a connection to him. He looks like the Highlander.
There can be only one.
There can only be one.
That's it.
I'm just saying, all the normal-looking dudes from the record label in that picture.
It's the long
That's
hair,
not
man.
Fair.
When are they coming in?
Patrick, go ahead. Get him in. We have a lot to talk about
soon
with
enough.
Him.
Yeah.
We do have much to discuss.
We're
he doesn't
make
need
you
to
uncomfortable.
Talk,
We're going to make you uncomfortable by talking about how unnecessarily good-looking you are.
Why not? Why not? Because that'll sell albums. If we sit here and we talk about how incredibly good looking this guy is, you're gonna have.
I mean,
every
we have
lady,
been doing it for 5 solid minutes.
All
now,
17 of our listeners will be like, buy. They'll be selling stuff like crazy. Carson, are you buying that?
I mean, sure. I mean, maybe as long as it, like the vinyl, so I can get a big picture, like the cover on the front. I mean, like if I just download it, that's not.
So one big fell swoop, we're going to have Levon in and then
Midland.
Midland and then Kimberly Kimson.
Amberly.
Rosen.
Wow, you're bad with names, man.
Amberly Rosenfeld.
And we need to get Jana Kramer back in.
Hey, listen, just for fun, why not?
And you know, it's summery now.
Wait, no, we got
Jana Kramer, man.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the other girl. Are you okay with her coming in?
No. I didn't agree to that. I was joking when we were talking about having them all in here.
Ask me again. Ask him again. Patrick, would you like Amberly Rose in?
No.
Patrick, would you like Amberly Rosen in?
Yes, no, I would love it. It'd be a great thing. That'd be fantastic.
I heard it. You're not going to do it. I'm just saying. You do. I'm leaving. I'm just going to walk out.
You just won't know. This girl will walk in. She'll walk
up to
the thing and ring the doorbell.
I'm saying, if she shows up here, I'm just going
to
leave.
No,
and then it won't
be
funny.
It will be hilarious.
Okay, fine.
I'm not here for it to be funny.
You can talk to her and I won't be here.
I'm not wanting it to be funny.
Yes,
I'm wanting
it to
be
funny.
No. Okay.
You're hoping to embarrass the crap out of me by inviting her here so that I can stand here and go...
Adam,
like an idiot.
Adam Lee says, we need a podcast every day. We do. It's called The Show.
Yeah, we do.
It's the exact same thing, and we play
Except
songs.
It's actually listened to by far, far, far more people.
There are 17
this.
People.
Yes, 17 whole people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we tried to do a recount today, and we're running up right to the end of the show, and we're on a hard end. So I'm like, you're number 11, you're number 12, you're number 13. I was trying to get as many in there. It stopped at 15 because they cut us off, and I was able to get 2 more calls. So we got 17. So officially, we are at 17 listeners again.
The people who sincerely come up to me and say, hey.
I think y'all got more than 17 people listening.
You
know that, right?
No, they do the math for me. They go, there's 8 in my office.
Oh, my God.
There's 4 at my house. And then my neighbor, there's 3 of them. And I'm just going, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they just, I'm like, no. And then I'm in that weird position like.
Where you have to defend it?
You have to go, hey, here's an idea. It's a joke. Extremely easy questions. And the reason people don't know extremely easy questions is, A, there are stupid people. B, it's catching people off guard. It's calling people randomly and saying,
what's the main ingredient in
aluminum
foil?
Salad. Yeah, and they don't know that it's potatoes or whatever. And then without fail, if we run an extremely easy question, people will call up and say, the answer is potato salad. Yes, we know that. Okay?
People like to show that they're smart.
It's America. Not a contest. It's America. A joke.
America.
You know?
Jody says, I don't live in the area. You need to broadcast. Okay, here's what you do. We're working on something right now. Can we say it yet? No?
Very soon we will have something for you. You can listen everywhere in your car.
You know, I did get a message the other day from a woman who said, hey, can you just let the guys know that maple syrup comes from maple trees?
What?
See? Oh, see?
What?
I know. She's just trying, like we didn't really know. Yeah. She was trying to help us out.
She was like, I mean, it's right there in the name. Thank you.
Donuts come from female deer.
What? Wow.
I thought that was like they'd not, you know, there's a lot of jokes there.
There are a lot of jokes there.
Yeah.
Happy National Donut Day.
Hey, do you guys know there's like 245,000 people follow you on Facebook? So you probably have more than 17 listeners.
Anyway,
we say we have 17 listeners. Then we turn around and say that you can listen in 177 countries in every naval ship at sea. But there are only 17 people listening.
And we appreciate all 17 of them.
All 17 of you are amazing. You're our favorite 17.
Yes. Oh,
seriously, it's the best.
I hope everyone has a great weekend and stay healthy. There is all kinds of bugs going around and people are getting sicky. So. And so just, you've got to explain it to me after we get
I'll
off
tell you after.
Because I can't, I'm, for the life of me, I want to know. I don't know what it's from.
It's a video that you know who posted.
I know. But I don't know what the video is.
Well, we're making too. We're playing it too much. Someone's gonna tell him. Someone's gonna figure it out.
And you know what? I don't care.
I do because I want him to keep posting that kind of crap, so we can keep making fun of it.
Anyway, thank you to our podcast sponsor.
Yes, I'm sorry. National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. We talk about them because it's real. It's the real. Bye, Carson. She's going to work now. Not using your seatbelt actually could land you in a hospital bed, and you don't want that. You don't want that at all. So buckle up before it's too late. You don't get a second chance. Click it or ticket. What are you guys up to?
Nothing.
No, just, you guys are conspiring over there.
You know what? Your ears are not that good.
Don't pretend your ears are
so
that good.
So don't pretend.
Read the commercial.
That's... You do your thing, dancing monkey.
I did.
Goodbye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, and that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Oh, yeah.
It was the podcast.
It was.
Bye, everybody.
I bet you're sorry.
Lucky you got sorry.
Lucky you got sorry.